EB2 National Interest Waiver, NIW Guide 2025, Legal Framework, Case Law, and Winning Petition Strategies Under the New Trump Administration. 1. Introduction. Since its inception under the Immigration Act of 1990, the EB2 National Interest Waiver, NIW subcategory has provided a unique path for foreign professionals who can show that their future contributions will substantially benefit the United States. It diverges significantly from many other employment-based categories because it allows self-petition, no employer sponsorship required, and waives the labor certification requirement if it is deemed to be in the national interest. This category is highly sought after by scientists, engineers, entrepreneurs, researchers, and other innovators who can demonstrate that their undertakings not only benefit a local employer but have ramifications of a national scope. The bar, however, remains high. You must articulate and substantiate how your achievements, past and future, address pressing U.S. concerns in the realms of economy, health, security, or other public priorities. One of the most persuasive early blueprint cases on this topic was the matter of Mississippi Phosphate, MS Phosphate, which illustrated how a petitioner could tie their work to a wide national impact in a critical sector, bridging local or corporate interests with broader, first principles considerations, like national food security, environmental sustainability, or industrial capacity. This guide will show that while administrations come and go, certain fundamentals about national interest remain consistent, especially in public health, infrastructure, national security, and advanced research. Finally, the future orientation of NIW means it is not enough to show that you are good at what you do, though that matters. You must also show that your plan for the future is credible, non-speculative, and important to the United States. 2. Legislative and regulatory underpinnings of EB2 and the NIW. 2.1. The Immigration Act of 1990. Prior to 1990, U.S. employment-based immigration categories were more fragmented. The Immigration Act of 1990 reorganized the system, introducing the 5 employment-based preference categories, EB1 through EB5. Under EB2, individuals with advanced degrees or exceptional ability could immigrate, provided they satisfied the labor certification requirement, which involves proving no qualified U.S. worker is harmed by their employment. Within EB2, however, Congress recognized the need for an exception. If the candidate's presence and work in the United States would so significantly serve the national interest, the usual labor market test, PERM or labor certification, could be waived. This was the legislative seed that sprouted the NIW subcategory. Rationale. Why require a labor certification if the foreign national is poised to quickly address a critical national need? This logic underpins NIW policy. 2.2. The role of labor certification and why the NIW exists. Labor certification, also known as PERM, ensures a foreign worker's admission does not adversely affect U.S. workers in the same occupation. It is a protective measure, but it can also be time-consuming and somewhat rigid, often requiring a sponsoring employer, proof of recruitment efforts, and demonstration that no minimally qualified U.S. worker is available. National interest waiver bypasses this process if the petitioner can prove that the national interest would be served by letting them skip labor certification. Essentially, the value of their future work, combined with the uniqueness or scale of their expertise, outweighs the usual labor market concerns. 3. NIW versus EB-1A. Core distinctions. Although both EB-1A, extraordinary ability, and EB-2 NIW can be pursued without an employer sponsor, allowing self-petition, their focus is distinct. EB-1A, extraordinary ability. Highly retrospective, focusing on previous extraordinary achievements and recognition. The petitioner must prove they are at the very top of their field through major awards, high citation metrics, critical roles, etc. National interest is not a direct consideration. Instead, the standard is sustained national or international acclaim. EB-2 NIW mixes both past accomplishments to confirm competence and a forward-looking plan that is beneficial to the U.S. at a national scale. Eases the job offer and labor certification requirements if you show how your research, projects, or enterprise addresses a national concern. In practice, for EB-1A, you might focus on garnering top-level accolades, publications, major awards, peer review, high standing in associations, to prove you're in the top echelons of your discipline. For NIW, while evidence of your capability matters, the ultimate question is, will your future work solve or help mitigate problems or seize opportunities that the U.S. regards as nationally significant? 4. Key case law and evolution of the NIW standard. 4.1 Before MS Phosphate. Early NIW framework. When the concept of NIW was introduced in the early 1990s, USCIS, then INS, and the Department of Justice had only broad statutory language to interpret. No single, cohesive standard existed beyond the idea that an individual's presence must be of national benefit. Over time, administrative decisions shaped more definitive frameworks. 4.2 Matter of Mississippi Phosphate, MS Phosphate. Although overshadowed in popular discourse by the later NYSDOT and Donisar precedents, MS Phosphate remains a key persuasive decision that offers a glimpse into how USCIS and legacy INS reasoned about national importance and beyond local benefit. Context. Mississippi Phosphate was a fertilizer/chemical company connected to a foreign professional whose work underpinned a critical segment of agricultural production. Argument for national interest. The production and improvement of phosphate-based fertilizers were shown to be of broad significance, not just for local job creation but for the U.S. agricultural sector at large. Fertilizer supply has direct bearings on food security, crop yields, and farm economics, thus impacting national economic stability and public welfare. Takeaway: even a seemingly industrial or regional operation can become nationally relevant if you can tie it to a critical supply chain or strategic sector. Whether it's food production, energy supply, or advanced R&D, demonstrating how the outcome extends beyond mere private gains is central. MS Phosphate underscores that when analyzing NIW, you should identify first principles in your field, like ensuring food security, energy independence, public health, economic stability, or industrial competitiveness, and link your role to those pillars. 4.3 Matter of New York State Department of Transportation, NYSDOT. Issued in 1998, NYSDOT provided the first official three-part test. The individual's work must be of substantial intrinsic merit. The benefit of the individual's work must be national in scope, cannot be mere local or regional. The national interest would be harmed or adversely affected if a labor certification were required. While this test guided NIW for years, it proved somewhat restrictive, particularly the second prong, national versus local scope, often created confusion, and the third prong's emphasis on adverse effect complicated many petitions. 4.4 Matter of Donisar. The current NIW test. In 2016, the Administrative Appeals Office, AAO, issued Matter of Donisar, establishing a more flexible, three-pronged standard that overrode NYSDOE. Substantial merit and national importance. The proposed endeavor must be important to the United States, transcending private or local interests. Well-positioned to advance the proposed endeavor, the applicant must show they have the qualifications, record of success, and a credible plan that indicates they can move the endeavor forward. On balance, beneficial to waive labor certification, the petitioner must show that, given the substantial benefit of the project, the U.S. would benefit more by not requiring the standard labor market test. Donisar allowed for a broader interpretation of national importance, emphasizing that an endeavor can be national in scope if it has the potential to employ or benefit people beyond the immediate region, or if it serves a broader societal or economic interest. However, that does not mean the standard is lenient. You still must meticulously document your capability, the feasibility of your proposal, and the tangible U.S. benefit. 5. New Trump Administration, Post-2024 Potential Shifts and Consistent Priority Areas. Following the 2024 presidential election, there is now a new Trump administration. Historical patterns suggest that each administration may spotlight certain national interest areas. Trump administration, first term, 2017 to 2021 emphasis on domestic manufacturing, energy independence, including fossil fuels, national security, and border/immigration enforcement. Biden administration, 2021 to 2025 emphasis on clean energy, climate initiatives, healthcare access, especially in the wake of COVID-19, infrastructure and technology. Trump administration, second term post-2024, we may anticipate a renewed push for domestic manufacturing, energy sector independence, and certain aspects of national security. There might be a stronger preference for endeavors that keep key technologies and production capabilities on U.S. soil, potentially re-elevating the focus on agriculture, natural resources, critical supply chains, defense tech, or advanced manufacturing. Despite these ebbs and flows of political preference, some areas remain consistently relevant: public health, national security, infrastructure, and broad economic growth. If your work touches on these fundamental arenas, it is more likely to be considered nationally important, regardless of which party or administration is in power. 6. First principles. What constitutes national interest? Regardless of changes in policy emphasis, certain foundational pillars in U.S. policy making persist. If your proposed endeavor advances any of the following, your NIW petition becomes stronger. 6.1 Economic growth, job creation, and U.S. competitiveness. U.S. immigration and economic policy frequently overlap, proving that your research, product, or technology directly or indirectly fuels job growth or maintains U.S. leadership in a strategic industry aligns with recognized national goals. 6.2 Public health and healthcare infrastructure. Public health, e.g., pharmaceuticals, vaccine research, hospital administration, telemedicine, is a near-perennial priority. Pandemics, chronic diseases, and an aging population underscore the need for medical innovation and capacity building. If your field aims to reduce healthcare costs, improve treatment efficacy, or expand coverage, you likely meet the national importance threshold. 6.3 National security, energy, and infrastructure resilience. While the precise security concerns may shift, the government always invests in cybersecurity, protecting infrastructure, data, and communications, energy independence, minimizing reliance on foreign oil or critical minerals, critical infrastructure, strengthening the power grid, roads, bridges, ports, and telecommunication systems. 6.4 Technological innovation and global leadership. Breakthroughs in AI, quantum computing, advanced materials, or biotechnology can preserve America's global competitive edge. If your research or product can keep the U.S. as a global leader in an emergent tech sector, that resonates strongly with NIW requirements. 7. Building, positioning, an NIW profile for the future. A crucial difference between EB-1A and NIW is that, for EB-1A, one can focus heavily on collecting accolades and recognition, articles, peer reviews, patents, etc., without necessarily tying them to a national-level benefit. In NIW, your achievements and engagement are still essential, but they become stepping stones to show how you will leverage these qualifications to benefit the United States. Thus, building, or more accurately, positioning, an NIW profile requires identifying a nationally relevant field, demonstrating a solid track record through publications, projects, collaborations, outlining a non-speculative forward plan that implicates national interests. 7.1 Thinking beyond organizational boundaries. One common pitfall for NIW petitioners, especially software developers or analysts, is overemphasizing how they help their current employer improve internal metrics, e.g., cost savings or improved processes. But if your achievements are strictly internal, the case for national importance is weaker. Instead, you must show that the same skill set or project approach scales or addresses a national level issue. Perhaps logistics that can streamline national supply chains, or data analytics that can be used in drug discovery, or AI to tackle major public challenges, like energy consumption or disease diagnosis. 7.2 The art of non-speculative planning. The Donasar standard emphasizes that a petition should not be based on wishful thinking. Concretely, do you have partnerships or collaborations with research labs, government agencies, or recognized institutions? Have you secured grants or seed funding for your project? Do you already have letters of interest or memoranda of understanding that indicate a real path forward? The more tangible your future plan, the stronger your NIW case becomes. 7.3 Shaping your resume and experience to meet national needs. If you are still in the early stages of your career, you can intentionally pivot your projects to align with national interest areas. For instance, a data scientist working on e-commerce recommendations might shift to health data analytics or public health modeling. An electrical engineer designing commercial gadgets might pivot to electric vehicle or grid modernization research. Small shifts in focus can yield big dividends when making the argument for national importance. 7.4 Collaboration, funding, and public dissemination. Engaging in peer-reviewed publications, presenting at national conferences, and forging industry or academic partnerships all amplify the national scope of your work. They also verify that your endeavors are recognized and relevant beyond one private company. Publications. Show tangible evidence that your ideas matter in the broader scientific or professional community. Presentations. Conferences or symposiums illustrate national-level discourse. Reviewing activities. Acting as a reviewer for journals suggests you have influence within a recognized knowledge base. Again, these steps parallel what an EB1A candidate might do, but for NIW, each milestone should feed into the narrative of an overarching, nationally beneficial plan. Tailored examples. To ground these principles, let us explore how different fields and roles might reposition or expand their focus to align with NIW. 8.1 Software Engineering and Data Analytics. Scenario. A software engineer who has developed an internal predictive analytics tool, saving a single corporation millions of dollars in inventory costs. Current limitations. The benefit is largely internal, saving one company money, which is good but not necessarily of direct national importance. Potential repositioning. Demonstrate how these analytics tools can help critical industries such as public health, monitoring disease spread, infrastructure, optimizing traffic or utilities, or supply chain resilience for essential goods. Could you extend your approach to better track the distribution of life-saving medications or crucial resources across the country? 8.2 Biotech, Pharma, and Health Sciences. Scenario. A pharmaceutical researcher working on drug formulations to treat a common but debilitating disease. NIW alignment. This is typically strong because improved drug treatments, vaccines, or therapies have an indisputable impact on public health and healthcare costs. Building a profile. Publish findings. Collaborate with recognized medical institutions, secure or apply for grants from NIH or other agencies, and highlight how your work could lower healthcare expenditures, reduce morbidity, or address a rising health crisis. 8.3 Civil Engineering and Infrastructure. Scenario. A civil engineer specialized in designing advanced drainage systems to mitigate flood risks for a coastal city. NIW approach. Show how your specialized techniques could apply to multiple coastal or flood-prone regions throughout the United States, thus enhancing resilience and potentially saving billions in disaster recovery. Evidence. Peer-reviewed engineering guidelines, partnerships with state or federal agencies, or presentations at national engineering conferences help prove, beyond local significance. 8.4 Clean Energy and Climate-Oriented Research. Scenario. A renewable energy researcher focusing on improving solar panel efficiency by 5%. NIW rationale. The U.S. invests significantly in renewable energy for energy independence, environmental protection, and economic growth. Show how your breakthroughs reduce the cost of solar power or help the U.S. compete globally in clean tech markets. Key points. Real-world pilot projects, collaboration with national labs, or bridging the gap between academic research and commercial deployment. 8.5 Education, Policy, and Social Sciences. Scenario. A policy analyst working on educational reform in a particular district. Challenge. Education can sometimes seem local or regional. NIW frame. Show how your frameworks or research can be scaled or used as a national model. Tie it to recognized federal or bipartisan goals, such as improving STEM education nationwide, bridging achievement gaps in underprivileged communities, etc. 9. Deep dive into MS phosphate as a blueprint. Beyond its direct lessons, Matter of Mississippi Phosphate is instructive for constructing an NIW argument based on industrial or commercial endeavors, which might initially appear local. Identify a broadly relevant industry. Agriculture is fundamental to national survival, food security, trade balance, and cost of living. Similarly, your industry might be energy, semiconductors, communications, or supply chain. Tie local activity to nationally recognized priorities. If your invention or expertise ensures more efficient, safer, or more environmentally sound production, as in the fertilizer case, highlight how that resonates with U.S. objectives. Detail the downstream consequences. The success of your methods or production can lead to lower consumer prices, a stronger domestic supply chain, or reduced reliance on foreign imports, all of which are strategic national goals. Document partnerships and impact. Mississippi Phosphate successfully argued that its operations would affect pricing, availability, and technological innovation in fertilizer production across multiple states, thus having a multi-regional and effectively national impact. Even if your direct sphere is narrower, like software or materials R&D, this approach teaches you to show why the product or insight is crucial. First principle: feeding the U.S. population or reducing U.S. dependence on foreign suppliers. Clearly demonstrate how your contributions move the needle at a national or macro level. 10. Drafting a strong NIW petition. 10.1 Prong 1. Substantial merit and national importance. Under matter of Donisar, your endeavor must have substantial merit and hold national importance. This is your moment to identify a national challenge or opportunity. Could be a healthcare crisis, the need for more efficient energy, or an infrastructure gap. Establish the intrinsic merit of your field. Cite government reports, industry white papers, or expert testimonies that confirm the critical nature of the field. Demonstrate that your contribution goes beyond local. Show that the benefits or insights derived from your work can scale regionally or nationwide. Tip: introduce data, statistics, or external validations, e.g., references from government bodies or major industry groups, that confirm the relevance of your work. 10.2 Prong 2. Well positioned to advance the endeavor. Here you must underscore why you are uniquely suited or at least highly capable of pushing this initiative forward in the U.S. Education and expertise. Advanced degrees, specialized training, or recognized subject matter expertise. Track record of success. Prior projects, publications, patents, or awards in the same or closely related field. Non-speculative plans. Letters of collaboration from universities, labs, or industry leaders. Detailed project outlines, timelines, budgets, resources. Evidence of existing research grants or capital investment. 10.3 Prong 3. On balance, beneficial to waive the labor certification. You must argue that requiring a standard labor certification process would impede or delay your nationally beneficial work. Scarcity of comparable talent. Show that your domain is so specialized or urgent that a drawn-out labor test is impractical. Time sensitivity. If the U.S. needs immediate solutions, e.g., in a public health emergency or a critical supply chain bottleneck, expedited deployment of your skills is in the national interest. Innovation and growth. By quickly immersing yourself in the U.S. market or research ecosystem, you could generate broader benefits, e.g., job creation, new companies, or crucial breakthroughs, that might be stifled if you remain entangled in the standard certification process. 10.4 Letter of Support Strategy. Letters from experts in your domain can be invaluable. Substance over form. Generic praise is less meaningful than a specific explanation of why your work is vital to the U.S. Third-party endorsement. Seek letters from people not directly tied to your employer, e.g., academic collaborators, government researchers, or industry experts. Focus on national impact. Ask your recommenders to highlight how your skills or research feed into big-picture U.S. interests: health, infrastructure, economy, security. 10.5 Common pitfalls and how to overcome them. Local or employer-centric impact. Solution: recast your achievements to show how they can scale or have been recognized by broader industry or societal stakeholders. Speculative future plans. Solution: Provide concrete evidence. Business plans, OIs, letters of intent, documented partnerships, or public announcements of the project's scope. Generic assertions of importance. Solution. Cite credible data, academic references, or authoritative statements, like government or academic white papers. Overlooking, why no labor certification? Solution. Demonstrate the uniqueness and urgency of your role. Stress how a drawn-out labor certification process might inhibit timely progress in an industry or field that the U.S. has deemed critical. 11. Conclusion. Building, or more accurately, positioning. A robust NIW profile requires a nuanced blend of legal strategy, public policy awareness, and strategic career planning. Unlike EB1A, where you can focus on high-profile accolades, the NIW route compels you to show that your future endeavors carry a meaningful impact that transcends local or organizational boundaries, aligning with first principles of national importance. Legislative foundations. The Immigration Act of 1990 and subsequent regulations enable national interest as a reason to waive labor certification. This path exists because the U.S. benefits more by fast-tracking certain professionals than by subjecting them to standard labor market checks. MS Phosphate is a cornerstone. This case underscores how an endeavor perceived as local can be reframed to highlight agricultural output, food security, and national industry, thereby achieving a nationwide dimension. You can replicate this model by exploring the broader supply chain or policy significance of your own work. Comparisons with EB1A. While EB1A focuses on documented past excellence, NIW demands you articulate how that excellence will tackle U.S. challenges going forward. Remaining agile with evolving administration priorities. With the new Trump administration in place post-2024, you may see renewed interest in domestic manufacturing, infrastructure, resource extraction, and energy. Yet core areas, healthcare, national security, tech innovation, remain consistently important across administrations. Strategic profile positioning. If your job seems internal or corporate in nature, pivot or expand your work to show broader application, whether via research publication, cross-institution collaboration, or alignment with recognized national agendas, e.g., public health, climate resilience, supply chain independence, or cybersecurity. Meeting the Donisar prongs. Prong 1. National importance evidence that your work is relevant to a large swath of society or a critical infrastructure sector. Prong 2. Well-positioned document your expertise, track record, and realistic plan with no leaps in logic. Prong 3. Waiver justification show the synergy between the value of your endeavor and the impracticality of requiring a full labor market test. In essence, a successful NIW petition weaves together a credible narrative. You have proven ability in a field that matters on a national scale, you're poised to make significant contributions, and it is in the best interests of the U.S. to remove bureaucratic barriers so you can commence or continue this work. Whether you're a software engineer pivoting from optimizing e-commerce to analyzing molecular interactions in drug discovery, a civil engineer designing next-generation infrastructure resilient solutions, or a biotech scientist working on cutting-edge vaccines, the unifying principle is demonstrable national impact, ensuring that your contribution does not end at your employer's door but extends to the welfare, security, or prosperity of the entire nation. Final note. While each administration may tweak the emphasis on specific industries or policy goals, the foundation of national interest remains stable for critical sectors like public health, infrastructure, security, food supply, and advanced technology. Align your career trajectory and evidence accordingly, and you'll have a strong foundation from which to argue for an EB2 National Interest Waiver. FAQ, EB2 National Interest Waiver NIW in 2025. 1. What is the EB2 National Interest Waiver, NIW? The EB2 NIW allows foreign nationals with advanced degrees or exceptional ability to apply for a U.S. green card without a job offer or labor certification, if their proposed work benefits the national interest of the United States. 2. Who qualifies for the EB2 NIW in 2025? Eligible applicants typically include researchers, scientists, engineers, healthcare professionals, and entrepreneurs whose work addresses U.S. priorities like public health, national security, infrastructure, or technological innovation. 3. What are the Donisar prongs for NIW approval? To qualify under the Donisar framework, the applicant must show substantial merit and national importance of the proposed endeavor. They are well positioned to advance the endeavor. Waiving the labor certification is beneficial to the U.S. 4. How does NIW differ from EB1A? Extraordinary ability. B1A focuses on past international acclaim and top-tier achievements. NIW, while still merit-based, emphasizes the national relevance of your future work and allows greater flexibility if your impact is forward-looking. 5. How might the new Trump administration affect EB2 NIW approvals? While policy focus may shift, e.g., more emphasis on manufacturing, energy independence, or border security, the core NIW principles remain. Strong cases aligned with critical U.S. interests continue to succeed. 6. Can software engineers or data analysts qualify for an NIW? Yes, especially if their work supports national-scale challenges like public health analytics, infrastructure resilience, cybersecurity, or AI for critical sectors. 7. Do I need employer sponsorship for the EB2 NIW?
No.
The EB2 NIW is a self-petition category. You do not need a U.S. employer to sponsor your application. 8. How can I strengthen my NIW petition? Document your impact through peer-reviewed publications, letters from experts, public sector collaborations, and evidence of national relevance. Avoid vague or speculative future plans. 9. What are common reasons for NIW petition denials? Weak evidence of national impact, overly speculative plans, employer-specific achievements without broader application, and lack of third-party support or recognition. 10. How long does the NIW process take in 2025? Timelines vary by service center and whether premium processing is used. Available as of 2023. Expect 6 to 12 months for initial adjudication, not including adjustment of status or consular processing.